Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you. Anybody else want to say Merry Christmas? No, oh, there we go. Tell them Merry Christmas. There you go. Say it back. Look at that. See, we're communicating. That's awesome. Do you know what Christmas today? Do you know who's coming tonight? Santa Claus? Yeah, you're pretty much correct. And did you know what happened one foggy eve a long time ago with Santa Claus?
Rudolph.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. It sure is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I brought my little friend with. See? Woo! Everybody knows this guy, right?
Yeah.
Most of you do. You know the song? What's this do? I wish it did. But, yes, Rudolph's nose glows, doesn't it? We sang the song about how it shines and breaks through that fog, and Christmas was saved. Well done, Rudolph. I know, you know the song like frontwards and backwards. You're singing along. Good. But did you know his nose only glows so far? Yeah, you know, it probably glows. It could fill this space, maybe. Might fill a little bit. It does glow in the dark, but it doesn't show very far. Just enough to let Santa not run into any tall skyscrapers. He does a good job. Did you know there's another light in this room, even brighter than Rudolph's nose? Might not be what you're thinking. He's not quite lit up yet. These lights might be brighter than Rudolph's nose. I don't know. You remember the star of Bethlehem? That was pretty bright. And what does it point to? Jesus. That little baby right over there, right? Yeah, and his light is brighter than any light there is. And we are called to share that light that breaks into the darkness, so we remember that he is indeed with us. And we don't just necessarily, we shouldn't use the light from our nose, because that's not very good. Mine doesn't glow, does yours? No, we can't all be like Rudolph here, but our light is still much different than that. And it's something that we can share with others in many different ways. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming on Christmas and bringing light to the world. Let us share that light with others. Amen. Thank you for coming up, you guys, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And keep your eyes to the sky, but not too high. Holy Gospel comes from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. And now let's hear this Christmas story.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah the Lord.
This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with angel and a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven,
and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know how many of you have been following us on this journey, this long journey to Bethlehem, this Advent journey. Oh, I should probably fill you in what in the world I'm talking about. Some of you have been on Facebook and seen some of our misadventures or adventures, whatever you call them, with Buzz Lightyear. But we're on that journey to Bethlehem and beyond. At least that's what I keep telling him. It's his bright idea. He's the one that said, well, we should go. Ready, set, go. Well, maybe it was more my idea. I'm just taking him with on the ride. It's kind of a mistake, maybe. It's quite the ride because we got about halfway to Bethlehem and I was saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? It just kept going. And then he took a turn that was left instead of right. Thanks, Buzz. And we got lost, and all of a sudden I said, well, are you the one? Are you the one we're looking for? Because Buzz sure doesn't have any good directions. Neither did that stuffed Batman. He didn't have any good directions. And then, of course, there was the fourth week of Advent in which we were so lost I finally got fed up and just said, somebody come and save us. Anybody ready to save us? And here we are, in the dark, with only a little bit of light to guide our way. But it's a beautiful night, isn't it? Stars are twinkling. Stars are lit up around. It's a nice, beautiful, calm night. Won't get too lost. This flashlight will guide our way. Makes us just stop and say, well, what's the point of all this? If we're lost, if I need somebody to save me, nothing's praying off so far. There's a lot of darkness around here. This flashlight doesn't even really get to the back there. I didn't mean to blind anybody. But you can't even see to the back with this thing. It's dark. That seems pretty ordinary, doesn't it? What's all the fuss in this darkness? Some of us today might be sitting in this darkness. Maybe some of us have lost somebody in the past year. Maybe something's not going right in our lives. Maybe there's something with relationships. Who knows what it is, but there's definitely darkness around us. And yet I'm not sure what the point of today is. I don't know. Does anybody see any light around here? Is there any good light besides this flashlight? Up where? Up yonder? Oh. Well, there is light. You know, Buzz, I think I remember seeing those two characters on that screen when we were really lost. I'll just keep going forward here. Wow. Here it is. You know, Buzz, I think we finally made it. We could call it a day. We made it to Bethlehem. We could stop. We could just call it a night. What do you think? We made a good journey? What's the point of all this? Anybody know what the point is? There's got to be a reason that this light is breaking into this darkness, this quiet, this calm. Something's got to be the reason. But then I'm reminded of what those angels just said a couple minutes ago. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which is for you and for all people. For today is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And then there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts saying, praise God, and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Well, that's a pretty big deal for angels to come out and bust into the night, a peaceful night for shepherds. But who is this Christ child, this one sitting here in the manger today? It's quite the mystery. Why did we come all this way to Bethlehem today? Well, it's because he's the Word made flesh. He's living among us. We've seen his glory full of grace and truth. And the God of grace has indeed appeared. And he's bringing salvation with him. That's definitely worth the trip to Bethlehem, but what's going on next? I don't understand what's going to happen next. And yet there's another light that breaks into our lives. This light that just shines above it all, almost like the Christmas star. It's very bright. It's even brighter than when he was born. That cross, we'll take you on this adventure, that cross up there reminds us that it didn't end. It didn't end over there in the manger. It moved onto the cross, but it didn't end there either. They tried to snuff out the light down there when he was a baby. They tried to snuff out the light up here. And yet, you know what? The light keeps breaking through. It keeps breaking into the darkness, and it can't be overcome. It just can't. It never will. It's impossible. It keeps coming in. It keeps breaking in. And because of that light coming to earth in the form of Jesus, that light, we're reminded of Emmanuel. God is with us. God's been there at birth. God's been there at death. God's been there with us even now. It doesn't end. And the light sure doesn't stop. It goes beyond. So what does this place look like if we really let the lights loose and turn them all on? Every light in this building. Maybe not the whole building, but wow. That light, it seemed like it stopped there, but it kept going and going and going and going and going. And what was once dark is light. It's broken into this. It's broken into the world, and we know that Emmanuel is indeed with us. I don't know about you, but that's some exciting news. That's the best journey we could have gone on to find this child here in Bethlehem. And to know that it goes beyond Bethlehem, goes beyond the cross, goes beyond the doors of this place, goes beyond here. It goes with you. This light that breaks into the darkness, and the darkness cannot ever overcome it. God is indeed with us. This definitely wasn't a wasted trip, this trip. And you know what? It all makes sense now. Because if you look at it in reverse, somebody come to save us, well, here he is. Here's that Christ child. He's here to save us. Is he the one? You better believe he's the one. And, you know, are we there yet? Yeah. Until Easter. And then we'll keep going. But yes, we're here now. He's here now. We're there yet for that part of the journey. And he keeps going with us. And he keeps promising he'll be with us. And are we ready, set to go? Well, I don't know about you. Are you ready, set to go to do something besides go eat in, you know, 30 minutes? We're ready to go. Because you know what? There's something going on here. There's something that we need to share and go tell it on the mountain, to go beyond the mountain. Because it doesn't stay here. It doesn't stay there. It doesn't stay here in the pews. It goes out that door with you, that light. It goes beyond Bethlehem. We've made it here. We've made it for Christmas. But we've got a journey to keep going on. Go tell it on the mountain. And you know what? Somebody has been really quiet. And I have to admit, if you've watched any of these, I've told him he's been completely wrong, this Buzz Lightyear. Every time he tells me something, I say, no, no, no. We're only going to Bethlehem and beyond. But I guess he was right the whole time. He was right from the very beginning that this light, this Emmanuel, God with us, it doesn't just go to Bethlehem and beyond. You got something to say? Yeah, I know you're Buzz Lightyear. Let's get this up to here. And this promise goes more than that.
To infinity and beyond.
It goes to infinity and beyond. It goes a long, long way. And that's a light that'll never stop. And I hope it keeps going with you, as it will. What a Christmas miracle. Let's keep going. You were right, Buzz. Amen.